Today we're turning our hearts to the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. We'll be reading from two different translations, beginning with the Common English Bible. Focus your eyes straight ahead. Keep your gaze on what is in front of you. Watch your feet on the way, and all your paths will be secure. Don't deviate a bit to the left or the right. Turn your feet away from evil. The New Century Version says, keep your eyes focused on what is right and look straight ahead to what is good. Be careful what you do and always do what is right. Don't turn off the road of goodness. Keep away from evil paths. Notice the following words appearing in these passages. Straight ahead. Always do what is right. Don't turn off the road of goodness. On these we are to focus as we journey through life. I love the meaning of the word straight. It means straightforward, to look for and to take the straight way. To look for and to take the straight way. Not just to go the straight way, but to look for the straight way and then take it. Why must we look for the straight way? Why must we be intentional to focus and to keep our eyes focused straight ahead? Because we live in a broken world. We live in a world that's shattered by division, injustice, hatred, and evil of all kinds. Very little in this world is straightforward. There's so much crookedness, perverseness. The way before us is filled with twists and turns. We must seek for the right path. We must look for the straight path. The Message Bible describes the world in the following ways. The Message Bible says that the world is hostile, noisy, unkind, godless, corrupted, in a panic, full of lies, in crisis. This all culminates in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, where Paul the Apostle says, the God of this world keeps the gospel message in obscurity, preventing the unbeliever from seeing clearly the truth, keeping man in bondage, keeping man and the truth of the gospel away from man, keeping it obscure, preventing the unbeliever from seeing the truth. One word can be used to summarize it all, and that is the word unfocused. Unfocused. The word unfocused means not brought into focus. Not brought into focus, or lacking clear purpose and direction, or direction. Lacking clear purpose or direction. I want to minister to us today on staying focused in an unfocused world. Staying focused in an unfocused world. The ways of the world are intentionally designed to distract us. Everyone wants your eyes focused on their content, and they will do anything to get your attention. Ads popping up in games that you're playing. Push notifications to your locked phone. The media sharing breaking news every few minutes. Social media tags. All of these are designed to get your attention, to get you your focus. You see, distraction is the nemesis of focus. We cannot and will not stay on track if we follow the world's ways, because it has no sense of where it is going. The world literally has no sense of where it's going. In the world, we are constantly being tempted to pull away from a consistent focus on Christ. And as a result, we often find ourselves being tossed to and fro and by the pressures that are put on us in living our life for Christ. And Jesus himself knew that this would not be easy. This is why he went straight to the heart of the matter, identifying the root cause of the world's issues in the following passage. John chapter 7 and verse 7 says, "The world has nothing against you, but it's up in arms against me. It's against me because I expose the evil behind its pretensions." To stay focused on Christ means that we're purposefully taking our stand and fading out everything that pulls us away from connecting with Jesus. It's a disciplined lifestyle of choice. We're choosing to see every blessing as well as every challenge, every struggle through the lens of Jesus Christ, staying focused on him. Let's get practical. How can we keep focused in an unfocused world? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 says, "Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was heading. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor right alongside God." Keep your eyes on Jesus. To stay focused in an unfocused world, it's required that we understand focus requires a reference point. Focus requires a reference point. A reference point is a basis or standard for evaluation, assessment, or comparison. It's a stationary point from which motion is determined. To say that something is moving, for example, you need to have something stationary to compare it to. For us who are following Christ, he is our reference point. Jesus is the center of our affection. Jesus is the center of our attention. For those of us who are following Christ, he is our standard. He is the rock upon which we stand. It has all its beginnings and its endings in Jesus. We are therefore to evaluate and to do an assessment of our life based on his standard. This is how we stay focused in an unfocused world. We open our hearts to his standard, to his word, allow the Holy Spirit to begin to work deeply on the inside of us and bring us into that place, bring us up higher, return us to that standard, allowing the Holy Spirit to have his full and complete work in us. The good news is that while the world is spinning out of control, Jesus Christ is immovable. He's unshakable. And we place our confidence and our trust in him, keeping our eyes on him. John chapter 9, verse 39, Jesus then said, "I came into the world to bring everything into the clear light of day, making all the distinctions clear, so that those who have never seen will see, and those who have made a great pretense of seeing will be exposed as blind." You see, if your reference point or starting point is founded upon anything of this world and the world's value system, then truly it will just be a matter of time and you will be stumbling around having lost clarity, having lost perspective. Oh, let's come back to that place of focusing on Jesus, our Redeemer. He is our reference point. All has its beginning and ending in him. Secondly, Mark chapter 8 and verse 38 says, "If any of you are embarrassed over me and the way I'm leading you, when you get around your fickle and unfocused friends, know that you'll be an even greater embarrassment to the Son of Man when he arrives in all the splendor of God, his Father, with an army of the holy angels." To stay focused in an unfocused world, number two, we must take our eyes off others traveling in the wrong direction. We must take our eyes off others traveling in the wrong direction. If any of you are embarrassed over me and the way I'm leading you, when you get around your fickle and unfocused friends, Notice it says, when you get around your fickle and unfocused friends, then you must know that you'll even experience a greater embarrassment when the Son of Man arrives. We must take our eyes off those who are traveling in the wrong direction if we're going to stay focused in an unfocused world. Listen, it's simple, but it's very profound. People influence us. People influence us, even if we're stubborn and we would like to say that we're not influenced by anyone. The truth is, we are not only influenced, but we most often become like the people we spend the most time with. And to stay focused in this unfocused world, you have to get your eyes off the compromisers. You have to get your eyes off the non-committed. You have to get your eyes off the ones who are moving away from the cross. Pray for them, yes, but do not follow their example. Surround yourself with godly people who will always point you to Jesus. Guard against running with the fickle and the unfocused individuals. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. He says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Be careful. Be careful. Stop trying to please everybody in order to have their acceptance. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10 says, am I saying this now to win the approval of people or God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be Christ's servant. Turn your eyes away off others who are traveling in the wrong direction. Have you ever spent time with someone and then afterward you immediately have this strong desire to serve Jesus? Those are the kind of people that you want to hang with. Those are the kind of people that you want to spend the majority of your time with. God gives us fellow believers to strengthen us and to stand with us, to support us, to help build us up. And we build each other up. These relationships are necessary for a thriving and a focused relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you focused on what God wants for your life? Or are you frozen while you try to figure out how you're going to do it? Strengthen your focus today by associating with people who will help you think on the right kind of things, who will help you, encourage you, strengthen you to go and walk the straight and the narrow way in Jesus' name. Come on, let's pray together. Lord, how we need you in this hour. Oh God, how we look to you. The world is indeed broken, oh God. The world has no sense of where it is going. Therefore, we cannot, oh God, indeed, we must not focus on the ways of this world. Father, forgive us for doing so. Lord, you never lost sight of where you were going. Therefore, give us the strength to fade out everything that draws us away from connecting with you. Jesus, may you be the center of our affection and attention once more. Father, may it all start and end with Jesus Christ and his Lordship. Let us evaluate, oh God. Let us assess every thought, every action, every deed by Christ's standards. Oh God, that we might live a life focused on the values of Jesus Christ. Let us take our eyes off those traveling in the wrong direction, oh God, not those who are in need of Christ, but those who are traveling in the wrong directions, those who influence us toward compromise, those who are non-committed, oh God. Let us surround ourselves, my Father, with those whose eyes are on Jesus, those who love Jesus, those who want to serve him with their whole heart. Use us, oh God, to encourage and to build one another up in these challenging times, that we may be focused and stay focused. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. If you desire to know more about entering a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, I want to encourage you to please call or to text the number that is at the bottom of your screen right now. And may God richly bless you and grant you an amazing day and week. Amen.